Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Mark Price on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest I'm anxious to talk to, Rita Wilhelm, is president of Clutter Gone. Rita, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. How are you, Cheryl?
Boy, do I need you. You probably hear that a lot, don't you?
Glad to help anytime.
Very good. My call to you came out from a little blurb that was in the Lansing State Journal about January being Get Organized Month, and of course I had to read more. We'll get to some of the events coming up first. Just for your background, I wanted to know, how do you become a professional organizer?
Well, it was brought about by a definite interest in order in my life and always wanting to keep things under wraps so that I could find them when I needed them. And all this time, you know, I was kind of, maybe not quite compulsive about it, but I like to have everything in its place. And I kind of dabbled with reinventing myself once my kids left for college and doing something a little bit differently. And I kind of stumbled upon NAPO, which is the National Association of Professional Organizers. I had done a Google search about organizing, and there it was. And lo and behold, there was going to be a chapter meeting of the Michigan chapter the very next week in Okemos. So I thought I would check it out, and I happened to find a woman there who did a training program for new organizers, and I talked to her and got interested and followed up, and before I knew it, I was a part of NAPO, and I also had been on the board of the Michigan chapter soon after that, and kind of took it from there. That was back in 2004, so I've been very pleased with how it's been going, and there's been a lot of interest about getting organized. So,
do you do this for individuals, you know, like hire out for it, or are you more in the business of workshops and seminars and talking to people about it?
Well, I actually do both. I a great part of my business is going into people's homes and also small offices. I will do small offices of maybe less than 20 folks in the office there, or even vendors and merchants and things like that. People in stores and whatnot also have needs, and I will go in and help them out, get them started. Maybe we'll do a few things together, and then I just kind of give them an action plan so they can proceed on their own. And I also do seminars quite a bit, especially during the month of January. I've got several things lined up for the next few weeks, and also going to partner up actually with a friend in Maui in a few weeks because this is a big national promotion, and I'll be out there, and we're going to do something for one of the office supply stores. So I'm really excited about that, too.
Well, boy, do you need an assistant on that trip? I can get organized real quick if I can come with. is feeling overwhelmed a big part of the problem for some folks? If a certain area of their life has gotten a little out of control with organization, is that a big part of the problem? They feel overwhelmed and just don't know where to begin?
Yes, that's often what prompts people to contact me, and sometimes it doesn't result in a closed sale, but it's still knowing that there are resources like myself, people out there who can help and kind of get over the hump, because we do get very overwhelmed with the things of life. There's a lot of pressures. There's a lot of different things tugging at our time, and also things do because of that. They tend to get very out of hand quickly as far as stuff and papers and just, yes, it's the time factor is definitely a big part of it too. So,
well, as you alluded to earlier, if everything in it is in its place, it's time saving because you're never looking for something. It's where you put it. It's where it lives.
Exactly. They've done a Wall Street Journal study a while ago that shows that the average U.S. executive spends about 6 weeks per year just looking for missing items, missing papers in messy files on desk drawers and on top of desks. And that's not just the business world. It's also, you know, at the home front as well. We do tend to spend, you know, just perhaps an hour a day looking for things, and because they don't have a home, you know, they're not in the same consistent place all the time, and that gets very, very frustrating, and just maybe a little fine-tuning, you know, setting up a system so that things are going to be where you remember them being will save a ton of time, and in the long run, you know, even though it's kind of a tedious exercise, it does pay off royally in the long run. So
very good. Now, the article that I read and that mentioned your name has some events coming up the month of January at the Espresso Royal Coffee House on January 5th, Barnes & Noble on January 5th in the evening, Coffee and Friends on the 10th, and Schuller Books on the 13th. Are these on a website or anything that you have available?
They're on my Facebook fan page for in fact, probably the easiest thing to get all the information right off the bat would just be to go become my friend or just go to Cluttergon, Facebook.com/Cluttergon, and I have the listings all up there for the next four events. Well, one of them took place this morning, but yes, everything is all on there, and if anyone has any questions, they can always contact me, and I'll be happy to give them any further information that they would like. But yes, I'll be heading over to Barnes & Noble here in a little while tonight and doing a presentation. And they've been kind enough to let me come for about the last 5 years to do my little spiel and talk about getting organized. And also, of course, they have some books for sale there on the subject.
So. I was going to say, you've been doing this for how long, Rita?
I have been doing this since 2004. That's when I joined the NAPO organization, mm-hmm. and the Michigan chapter, and so it's going on 7 years now.
So it's basically once you are able to get it together and have a plan through the help of a professional or attending a seminar or something like that, it's basically about taking back your life, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely reclaiming your life. It's kind of being in charge of the things that are around you rather than having the things control you. And it's really a very rewarding experience, very liberating experience to have things in their place, know that you can get rid of the things or, shall I say, creatively dispose of the things that you are not serving your purpose anymore. And I'm not talking about just throwing it in the landfill, but there are a lot of options that you can explore as far as how the things in your life can benefit someone else so that you're not saddled with all that.
Well, great. We will invite folks to friend you on Facebook at Cluttergon on Facebook, and I assume we can pick up tips over time and perhaps attend one of the seminars throughout the area in the month of January.
Oh, that would be awesome, Cheryl. I really appreciate you getting in touch with me and spreading the word about getting organized. It's a great thing.
Very good. Have a great evening this evening at the bookstore, and thank you, Rita.
You're welcome. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Rita Wilhelm, president of Clutter Gone. I think I'm going to friend her as soon as I'm off the air tonight. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this break.